is Wednesday. And guess what? Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh. Yes, political commentator, radio talk show host, and founder of the American Liberty Center. And Lori can be heard on 94.9, one of our stations, on Sundays from 1 until 3. Now, we got a good subject for you this morning. She has nationalism versus globalism. Obama, Clinton, Bush versus Trump. Why education will make or break the future of America. Global citizenship. United Nations political. It's all there. It's all there. And let's welcome Lori to the program. Lori, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lori.
Good morning. It appears that throughout Connecticut, World Affairs Council of Connecticut, of the world, which is the United Nations education front in Connecticut. This mm-hmm. is where this is all coming from. If you go to ctwac.org, World Affairs Council of Connecticut, I bet you didn't know this, that they're the ones that are providing all of the curriculum for these international baccalaureate global citizenship schools that are opening across the state and throughout the country right now. And if you go to the World Affairs Council of Connecticut, you will see that the very first article that they place on their event page is how elections and nationalism is shifting the world away from the New World Order, which is what Connecticut is following right now.
Fine idea Malloy. With me. Fine idea with me.
And I go along with it, too. I'll go along with it.
What's that?
Shifting away from the new from globalism. Fine with me.
Well, they are going to be teaching all these kids starting right now what this is. And I parents.
Are you saying they're teaching them in school now?
They are teaching them in school right now. They are producing something very similar. Now, I know that Trump said on television the other day not to compare different politicians or different policies to what happened in Nazi Germany.
You can't.
And I can understand that because
you can't, though.
Insulting.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
If you understand the Nazi playbook. Hitler took the youth of Germany,
mm-hmm.
and he developed an entire generation of people that were Nazis. And that is what we are doing in the state of Connecticut and in the country right now.
We are not. I can't. You know something? I can't agree with you on this. I'm sorry. You're saying that we're doing what the Nazis did, we're doing in this state?
What I am saying to you, you got to follow the conversation.
I am following
point,
it.
To this point, the United Nations is educating our citizens in Connecticut in the same manner that the National Socialists did in Germany. In other words, the Democratic Socialists in the country are educating our children right now to be political activists against the Constitution and against the United States of America and for the New World Order.
Well, Lori,
I want to know who they are. Who are the ones that are doing the actual act?
Well,
where are they from?
Teachers.
Well, you know,
well, the World Affairs. You have to look up the World Affairs.
Oh, I have it in front of me.
Connecticut.
No, Lori, I have it in front of me. But here's my point. If we want this stopped, okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't this begin with people getting involved and actively harping on the local boards of education and the local school districts to find out why they are implementing some of this curriculum or where this is exactly coming from? Again, none of this is going to change. Am I correct or not? Unless people actually get involved.
But the news media is complicit. I read an article this morning on how they are taking these children and they're turning them into political activists. That's what they want. They want to take down America. If we want to change it, you got to go to the school
board.
Well,
that's it. And exactly, exactly, exactly.
But the parents don't know what's happening.
Well, that's true. No, I'll give you that because it's, yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%.
Because a lot of parents don't pay attention.
They don't pay attention, yeah, yeah.
A lot of parents would agree with it.
No, that's true, yeah.
A lot of democratic socialists,
yeah,
which are no different than in Germany in the 30s. It's the same thing. It's a totalitarian instruction. They are not educating our kids any longer. They are going to teach them to go to Google. Google will give them the answers that are historic revisionism and propaganda, and they will be completely brainwashed, hate America, hate white people, hate capitalism, and they will do their best to take down our country. That's what we're pumping out in our schools in Connecticut right now. I'm just letting people know, mm-hmm, but I don't know how to get parents more involved.
Yeah, that's a tough.
I've been talking about,
yeah.
How do you do it?
I don't know, Lori. I mean, that's right, Brad. I mean, how do you can only bang on people's doors so many times.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm, you know, I respect you, Lori. You know I do, but I just cannot buy all of this. I just cannot do it. And I'm out all the time.
The
I'm in schools a lot.
I don't
see this. Unless
well,
they're hiding
read
it from
the links,
me.
Then. Brad, hey, look, the Connecticut Certificate of Global Engagement Guidelines was signed into policy this year. If you want to ask, if you go to the Connecticut State Board of Education memo on May 2nd by Dr. Diana Wenzel, your Commissioner
mm-hmm
of Education,
yep,
she outlines the entire globally focused coursework and exactly what the students are required to do. They list all of their in these two documents are available online. One is Connecticut State Board of Education's memo from Diane Wenzel on May 2nd. The other is Connecticut Certificate of Global Engagement Guidelines. This is all available. You got to just pull it and read it.
And what does it actually say? Because you
it
mentioned
tells you
what Nazis.
Your curriculum is.
You mentioned the Nazis.
It says everything I just said to you. It says everything I just said to you.
And that other website you gave is ctwac.org, CT World
yes
Affairs Council, Connecticut. Their mission statement here, if you call it that, through community engagement and collaboration, the World Affairs
right
Council of Connecticut creates experiences that explore critical global issues and promote a greater understanding of the world. And you know what, Lori, I agree with you on this, and this is the kind of Brad and I were talking about this off the air and on over the past couple of days, and this is the whole thing that's controversial around President Trump now.
Right,
if you
right
are considered a nationalist, or if you use the word nationalism, it's got a, you know, it's kind of like the boogeyman, because everybody goes and says Nazi Germany at first, but...
they want to put white before it.
Well,
it has nothing to do with skin
well
color.
Exactly,
it has to do with
exactly
nationalism.
Yeah, thank you,
yeah,
exactly. In other words, wait a minute, no, I keep telling people, stop with the white nationalism and the Christian nationalism. Nationalism is how this country was born. The American Revolution was a nationalist revolution.
But we were a white Christian country. White Christians built the United States. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Until you got into slavery.
Yeah.
Most of the people in New England didn't own slaves. The majority of people never owned slavery.
Yeah, you're right. It was a very
slave.
Yeah, that's correct. In the schools, it's not taught that
right
there was a smidge. Now it's awful. One slave being owned is awful. We can all agree with that.
Right.
But it literally was like 5% of the population. Yeah, yeah.
But wait a second. The other thing we have to understand is that slavery is alive and well right now
in Africa,
the world.
Yeah, throughout the world, nobody talks about
it.
Yeah.
The United Nations is part of the problem. This is an insidious, corrupt, horrible organization, and the President Trump is steering us away from the United Nations, thank God, thank God. And we are hopefully going to see a rise of, they don't know what to do with the New World Order is falling apart. But if it maintains its grip on our students in this state, we will never kill it. Because we are brainwashing and producing little political activists that are going to destroy everything our country stands for.
Well,
our
I'll tell you,
our liberties.
You have motivated me, Lori, talking with Lori Hopkins, Kavanaugh, political commentator, and is with us every week at this time. But I'll tell you what, I go into the schools a lot. I talk in the schools, and I'm going to take this on. I really
please do, Brad. I would so appreciate your looking into this, delving deeply into it, because it is such a it's bad for the children. Number one, they're dumbing down. This is Common Core, 100% Common Core. They lie on television. I watched an entire interview where the representative from the Connecticut school on WFSB was talking about how great these schools are. And he kept on asking her, well, what's the curriculum? And she wouldn't tell him that it's Common Core. It is Common Core. It's all written down in the Department of those two documents I gave you, Brad, explain everything. And it's right from the Department of Education. They are dumbing down our kids. Two-thirds of our schools decreased in their effectiveness this past year. In 2018, two-thirds of the schools declined. So we need to get on this education, and you'd be a big part of that, Brad. You'd be a great person to have on our side.
It is 7:46. Thank you for the report.
Thanks, Lauren.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
7:46, 14 minutes before the hour.